Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf chof. We're on daf chof, Rabbi Yisai. Daf chof of Masechtas Megillah. And we're holding roughly a quarter down the Amud, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir Bekotan. And you'll recall we learned yesterday in the Gemara that when it says in the Mishnah, Katan, there's a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa, because the Maskonis HaGemara was that our Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yehuda. How can it go according to Rabbi Yehuda? After all, the Tanakhama, there's no name, and then it says Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekotan. And the Gemara yesterday made a small surgery and said Chasurim Machshir Bahachi Ketani. And learning the Mishnah again on the Omid base, Hakul Ksheim Likas Megillah Chut Mechay Shaita Bekotan, said the Gemara, which type of cotton by Medvar Mamurim? By a cotton Shaloi Higia Lechinach. However, if he's Higia Lechinach, Rabbi Yehuda was Machshir for such a cotton. So if you have a child who's 11 or 12 years old, who understands what the Megillah is all about, and he knows how to read it beautifully, according to Yehuda, he'd be allowed to lay the Megillah for the Tzibur. And now the Gemara tells us, Tanya, that in fact is a Braisa that Yehuda said about himself, on Yehuda, I remember 50 years ago, Katan Ayisi, I was a small kid, I was only 11 or 12 years old. The Karisa Lamala Mereb Tarfin Uzkanim Balud. And I laid the Megillah in front of Reb Tarfin and Uzkanim. So I can tell you, I'm an Eder Ear, I was there. I was the one that laid. So you see that a cotton can lay. Amalois the Chum said back to Behuda, with the greatest of respect to Behuda, Ein Mevin Rai Min a cotton. You can't bring a Rai from a cotton. What does it mean you can't bring a Rai from a cotton? Just like for Eidus purposes, the person who's the Eid has to be a Godel, he has to be a Bar Mitzvah. When he says the Eidus, also the Godel had to have been a Godel B'shas the Eidus. Meaning, if even though this person is already now 80 years old, if he's telling us a story when he was 10 or 12 years old, since the Eidus that he's talking about was B'shas, he was a Katan, he's not valid to go and give, or his testimony is not valid. Because the Aloch and Eidus is not only that the person B'shas Maisa, when he's being made, when he's testifying he had to be in Gadol, but when he saw the story, or when he experienced the story, he also had to have been a Gadol. So we're not questioning the veracity or the authenticity of what Rabbi Yehuda said. What we're just saying is, you are not qualified to be an Eid because you are being made about something when you saw it and when you experienced it when you were a cotton. And the Gemara, yes, was
the only question on that is, yeah, that, what do you have to go into the details of Hilchus Eidus? Mm-hmm. There's an amonis. A person has an amonis, even if he's not technically an Eid.
Mm-hmm.
So they're right, technically he's not an Eid.
Mm-hmm.
But if he was old enough to lay the Megillah, so he could say, Masich HaVitum, I don't see why not.
So you'll see the next Braisa, Tanya, Omer Rebbe. Now Rebbe says about himself, Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, that Katan Ayisi, I was a Katan, Vikarisil Amalim Rebbe Yehuda, and I lay in front of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda was the Tana Bar Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda was the Katan in the previous story, and I lay that I was a Katan. So Omer Ulayna the Chum said back to Rebbe, Ein Mevi and Rai Min HaMatir. Don't bring a Rai Min HaMatir. What means Min HaMatir? After all, Koich the Teira Otaf, Rabbi Kohn will tell us. What means in Rai Min HaMatir? Zhoktach Rashi, even though he leaned in front of Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a raya, because Rabbi Yehuda was a das yochid, and he's going against the rabbim. It could be if Rabbi Yehuda would have gotten up in another shul, where Rabbi Yehuda would not have been present, but there would have been the other chachamim, they would have turned him down and said, Gesundheit, young man, you're a wonderful young man, Rebbe, you're 12 years old, but lemaisa, you're not bar mitzvah, and therefore we cannot accept you as a balkoyrim. The only reason why they accept you as a balkoyrim in that shul, because Rabbi Yehuda was in charge, and zoktach Rashi, look at Rashi right before the Mishnah, about a quarter down the Amid, min hamatir, Rabbi Yehuda shekarisa lefonav, hu hamatir esakotin, he's the matir, ve'en lechol ha'virai mimenu, sheri rabim cholkim olav, don't bring a rai, yeah, he was takamatir. But that's because he was the rabbi of your shul, of your community where you were. But if you go anywhere else, they would have told you, no. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda, we follow the Chacham. So, Freitach Yetz the Gemara, why does the Gemara have to say, why does the Braisa have to say, that the reason is, Ein Mevin Rai Min HaMatir, let's say the same reason as the previous Braisa. V'leim Rulei Ein Mevin Rai Min HaKoton, because just like we said before about Rabbi Huda, that he was a katan mishas maisa, Rebbe was a katan mishas maisa. So if this rule applies rules of edus, it should be the same for both prices. Itaka told him both reasons. The Brisa doesn't mention the first reason, but Itaka, they mention both. That Chod de Kotna Yisa, first of all, I'm sorry, you're disqualified, because unfortunately, or fortunately, when you saw it, when you experienced it, you were a cotton, and therefore your testimony is not valid. Since this story took place in front of the matir of Rabbi Huda, but we don't hold like that matir, we hold like all the other chachamim, so therefore it's no raya from the fact that Rabbi Huda allowed you to lay. So getting back to your first price, you asked, even though mitzad hilchas edus maybe he's disqualified, but why don't we accept him als nemanus? You see from the second price and from the discussion that the Gemara held that the majority opinion was not like Rabbi Huda, and so therefore as a technicality, that you're telling us that you're laying before a darfin, we don't accept that because you were a cotton bishas meisim. And parenthetically, by the way, we don't paskin like you anyway. So therefore, even al tilchas neemonis, if they would believe him al neemon, but nevertheless, they still rejected it because they held that he's a das yochid, the mokum rabim, we don't follow his opinion.
But the thing is, when he's saying it right now, he's a godol.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you should accept it. He's telling you from a mice that took place.
Yeah.
But the status that he has right now is a godol. You shouldn't accept it.
He's incorrect. But what's the reason why we always passel a cotton? Not because we think a cotton is
as
a bad guy.
A cotton
guy.
While he's a cotton, you understand? But once you become a godol, he's again.
You're right. We have nothing against ketanim. In fact, virtually all adults at one time were ketanim. So there's no chas v'shalom, there's no prejudice against a katan. But we're saying the Gemara holds that a katan is lav bar deya. It doesn't have das. That doesn't mean that he's an idiot. Many ketanim happen to have high IQs. It just means halachically he doesn't have enough das to be considered as a full-fledged gadol for all hilchas b'tayim. That's why you don't punish him if he chas v'shalom is machal
Shabbos. You know, cotton when he's testifying now. This is a
gerecht. But if you tell me, I understand. But if you tell me that a cotton doesn't have das, that means that when he witnessed and when he said, "I saw X, Y, and Z happen," and even though today he's a gadol and he's the most brilliant person in the world, but since when that mice occurred, he was a cotton. He didn't have enough das to be collate, to absorb, to understand in depth what was going on, because after all, he was still a cotton then. So even though he said, he thought, for instance, in the first story, even though he landed in front of Tarfin, for all we know, after he went home and everybody said, "Shkoyach, you did a great job," maybe after that, Rav Tarfin said, "You know, Chevra, he was only a cotton. Let's lane over again, because after all, we wanted Mechabed. This is an Eloi, this nice Yehudala. Yehuda Bar Eloi. He's a lovely guy. He's a great guy. We want to be Mechazik him. Exactly. We want to be Mechazik him. But now that he left, let's go and lane over again." He doesn't know that part, right? And they didn't want to go and make him feel bad. So, Lamaisa alza cotton, whether or not when he's being made, or at the time that the occurrence took place, if he was a cotton then, his testimony is not accepted. And we continue on to the next Mishnah. And now the next Mishnah, although we touch on Megillah, it's really a halacha which applies kol ha-Torah kula. It's a definition of the word day. When does day begin? Our Mishnah is going to enumerate a number of mitzvahs, which are day mitzvahs, that you're supposed to do during the day. And the question is, how early in the day can I do it? I have a flight 6 o'clock in the morning, and by the time I get to the airport, I have to be there ready at 5 o'clock. Can I go and daven shachris at 4:30? My local shul is going to start another half an hour. Can I daven at that time or not? So our Mishnah is going to tell us that the definition of the word day starts with netzacham. B'diyaved aloysa shachar. But l'chadchil it should be netzacham. And we'll see why in a moment. Zok the Mishnah, ein kodesh Megillah. There's a mitzvah to read the Megillah during the day. What's the earliest time? Netzacham. V'loy malin, a bris, you gotta wait until netzacham. V'loy toivlin, those that toivel during the day, we'll talk about that a little bit more soon. V'loy mazin, those that you have to do hazor of the pora aduma water, shlishi u'shvi. V'chen shemeris yoim keneged yoim, that's talking about a zova ketana. We'll talk about that more in the Gemara. All of these people, loy titbol, the shemeris yoim keneged yoim, should only toivel. Ad shetone zacham, you gotta wait until netzachama, you cannot do it before netzachama. The shemeris yoim keneged yoim, it seems to be a little bit out of the ordinary, because we said loytitbal she shouldn't toivel, but a moment before in the Mishnah he said loytoivlin, you don't toivel achidatzacham. The Gemara is going to ask, why do we repeat it? Just say loytoivlin, and she lechoyd is included in that rule. We'll talk about tefillah a little bit later. V'kulin she also mishalom al shachar, but the evidence if he started al shachar, he also yoytze, it's also kosher. So why talk is this din of netzachama if he yoytze from alois shachar? So Rashi says that the ikur d'dino day really begins at alois shachar. But Rashi says lafisha ain hakoyl b'kiyin boy. Not everybody is baki. Today everybody's a baki because they go and look up Maizmanim, or they call up the Maizmanim hotline, or they have these calendars that have 85 Zmanim on them. So today everybody's a baki. But in the good old days they didn't have all this computerized stuff. And how did you determine Alois HaShachar Netzacham? You went outside, you looked up. Oh, it's starting, looks like Alois HaShachar. And then roughly 72 minutes later, then when the rays first start coming up on the horizon, oh, now it's Netzacham. But of course, not everybody's lucky to be able to see exactly when, where, what. So therefore, the Chum said, you know, to be on the safe side, that a person shouldn't be laying the Megillah or making a Bris Milah during the night, wait until Netzacham, and then I know for sure that day has begun. So therefore, Midrabonon, we do it from Netzacham, but Minatoyra, you already yoytze from Amur HaShachar, the Chum made a Harchoka to be on the safe side. Okay, so now the question is about all of these mitzvahs, how do you know that they are in fact day mitzvahs, gesundheit, and not a night mitzvah? Maybe you can lay in the Megillah, maybe you're allowed to do a bris at night. How do you know it's got to be during the day? Zokti marmin Allah on the Amakrat says in the Pasik. Vayomo eilen niskorim v'nasim. It's talking about the Chaposik in the Megillah, and it's saying that for all generations, vayomo eilen niskorim v'nasim, b'chol dor v'dor, mishpacha mishpacha, medina medina, v'ir v'ir, v'imei apurim eilen yavru mitoich ha-yehudim, etc. So why did it say vayomo eilen? Yom eilen tells him vayoyim in balay laloi, that you got to lay the Megillah during the day and not at night. Now, our Gemara so far doesn't tell us how do I know that the day begins at Alois HaShachar and Netzachama. This Gemara, until the Omid Beis, we're just going to talk about the fact that these are day mitzvahs. How do I know that Megillah, laying the Megillah, is a day mitzvah? Because it says, Vayom Ma'ela, it's a day mitzvah. So it's got to be during the day. Don't lay it at night. Don't lay it at night. You do have to lay the Megillah at night. You're telling me that it's only a day mitzvah? It's a night mitzvah. You're telling me that Rabbi Shuben Levi is wrong? Avadi, you gotta lay the Megillah at night. That's not a question. When we're talking about the Megillah laying that we do in the morning during the day, what's the earliest time during the day that you can go and lay it? You cannot lay it from Chatzois. You can't lay it from 3 o'clock in the morning. You gotta wait until Netzachama and Bidyevet Alois Hashach. Same thing as Vilay Malin. Bris Mila has got to be during the day. How do I know Dichsib? So it's got to be during the day. Vilay Toivim Vilay Mazin Dichsib. Now the Pasuk that the Gemara is going to quote is on the Hazo'a part. That is a person who became Tomei by touching a mess, chas v'shalom, who needs shlishi u'shvi. So it says in the pasuk, v'hiza hator al hatomei, bayoim hashlishi u'vayoim hashvi. Oh, since it says bayoim is a chasimin that hazor on a tmei mess has to be during the day. But it says the Mishnah v'loy toivlin v'loy mazin. How do I know tlila has to be during the day? So there, the pasuk continues on. The Gemara doesn't quote the whole pasuk because this pasuk is roughly 10 lines long, especially in the small print. But the pasuk says, "V'hidah Torah ala tameh v'yayim hashlisha v'yayim hashvi v'chitoy v'yayim hashvi v'chibes v'godav v'rochatz v'mayim v'toher b'orev." Oh, so the same pasuk tells us that it's not enough just to have hazos shlishi ushvi, you also have to have tvila b'mayim. Even though there it doesn't say when the tvila takes place, however, since the same pasuk is vehiza, then rochatz, we have a smichus, we have a hekish, the iskish tvila b'azor, just like hazor, it's got to be b'yoyim hashlishi or b'yoyim hashvi. Also, the rechit to the tvila also has to be b'yoyim. Now, most of our tvilas, of course, nowadays the only tvila we have mitzad achiyuv is a tvilas nida. Tvilas nida is an exception to the rule where the tvila is at night. The reason for that, as we'll see in the Gemara in a little bit, because a nida has to have, as you know, nowadays the chashayla, the gabi azova, the gabi anida. But let's assume you need shiva nikiyim. Shiva nikiyim has got to be 7 full days of nikiyim, and after 7 full days are over, then the person can go on toivel. Then the woman can go on toivel at night. Masha'enken, all the other tvilois b'derach klal, all are tvilois during the yoim. Even after the tvila, the first person doesn't become fully tahar, he or she has to wait until Herev Shemesh, and during the interim period between the tvila and between Herev Shemesh, they're called a tvil yoim. Good. What's the difference? Your tvil yoim, nishtvil yoim, that's really not our, it's not negiah to us. We'll see later on in Masechtas Chagiga, another 2 Masechtas, that during the tvil yoim period, they are allowed to eat, for instance, Maaser Sheni, which of course doesn't apply, unfortunately, nowadays. I say nowadays, so far, maybe by this afternoon, maybe by tomorrow, Mi'etshim will apply. But Daval doesn't apply. But the Herev Shemesh, from Herev Shemesh and on, then a Kohen can start eating Truma. How do I know that the Kohen has to wait until Herev Shemesh for Truma?
The first Mishnah
Brachos. Why do the Kohanim come on Mas to eat Truma when I want to, like, I want to learn Krishma, all of a sudden they're knocking on the door, I want to come and to go and eat Truma, because they weren't able to eat Truma until now if they were Tomei and they went to the mikvah at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 5 o'clock or whenever it was. They got to wait till Herev Shemesh. When's Herev Shemesh? Tzeizek Echavim. Tzeizek Echavim. That's when I learn Krishma. That's when they come in to eat their Truma. That's a Tvil Yoim. However, Tvil Yoim is allowed to eat Lamashul Maaser Sheni because the Tvila did help, not fully, but partially. Yes, Rabbi
Kohl. What takes priority? The Bris or reading the Megillah on the day of Purim?
What do you mean, which you do first?
Davening takes priority.
Yeah, that was for sure. Yeah.
The question is, now you have a bris, and you have the reading the Megillah. Yeah. Which takes priority?
Why do you ask?
Which is Kodem?
Why do you ask? You mentioned this coming Purim, you have a bris, Mitchum.
You have a bris, and you have this. What takes priority?
It's a good question. Our Mishnah Gemara doesn't address that, and Mitchum will learn in our Shulchan Aruch, in the Halacha, Mitchum will get to that. But the Gemara doesn't address that today. But both of them have to daka be bayoyim, and now we've learned that tvila and azor has to be bayoyim. But now the Mishnah continued on, b'chein shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim also has to be toivel bayoyim. Now what is a shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim? Okay. The Mi'etshem, we get to Masechtas Nida, we'll learn that these are fairly detailed halachas of Nida and of Zava. Today we're not going to go through the whole Masechta, we'll just be kitzur. There's a difference between an isha who's a nida and an isha who's a zava. A nida means the regular, normal period that a woman sees on basically a monthly period. Aha, she gets her nida period, and min ha-toira, she does not have a din of shiva nikiyim. She has a din of 7 days, but not nikiyim. Whether she saw one drop of blood for 1 minute, or she sees blood for a full 7 days, at the end of that 7 days, if she stopped seeing blood, then she can go table in the mikveh, and she becomes muteris lebala. That's a din by a nida. What happens after the nida days are over? There's something called yud aleph yoim shebein nida lenida, which means the next 11 days after nida period is over, from that point on, during that 11 days, if she sees blood, then she becomes what we call a zava ketana. If she sees blood 2 days in a row, she becomes vaiter, she remains a zava ketana. If she sees blood 3 days in a row, then she becomes a zava gedoyla. Zava gedoyla, she has to go and count now shiva nikiyim, 7 clean days that she doesn't see a drop of blood. And if she sees a drop of blood any of those 7 days, you gotta start all over again. Hayom rishonim yiplu. That's a pasuk by Nozir, but the same halacha applies over here. You got to start from scratch, count 7 clean days. After 7 clean days, she goes to the mikveh. After she goes to the mikveh, then she goes and brings karbanis. Good, al zeh fine. But we're now focusing on a Zavik Tana. What's a Zavik Tana? Again, during the Yud Aleph Yoim, if she sees blood one time on one day, what she has to do is Shemeris Yoim Keneged Yoim. Shemeris Yoim Keneged Yoim means the next day she has to go and inspect herself to make sure she's not seeing blood today on that second day. That's the Shemira that she goes and inspects. And if she saw no blood, Lamashal, she did a Bedika 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, no blood, she can and should already toivel at that time. However, she does not become Muteres Labala until nightfall, until Herev Shemesh. And therefore, from that time on, throughout the rest of the day, she has to hope and pray that she doesn't see any more blood, because if she sees more blood, that's Oiker the Tahara, and then she's going to have to continue counting. She's Vaiter Zavaktana, if she sees 2 days in a row. The next day she's going to have to do Nochamul Hashmira, the same thing, do a Bedik in the morning, make sure that she is, that she didn't see any blood. She doesn't see any blood, boom, she goes to the mikveh. Hopefully the rest of the day she won't see. And if she doesn't see at night, she's finished, she's Muteres Labali, she's Tahar. If, however, she saw again on that third day, that now makes her graduate from Zavak Tana status to Zavak Gedoyla status, and then she'll have to count Shiva Nekiyim, as we said before. Okay, so anyway, so this Shemer Shem Kenegiyom, now on the second day, or the third day, of her being a Zavik Tana, says our Mishnah. She did a Bedika in the morning, now she toivels during the day, says our Mishnah. That's another example of a person who toivels during the day, and she should not toivel early, early in the morning, 5, 6 o'clock. She's got to wait until after Netzachama, and Bedieved until after Aloy Sashachar. Now, Freitag the Gemara yet. Freit Shemeres Yom Kenegin Yom, Yitzvah Shetan Esacham, Freit Gemara Pshita. Maishta Shemeres Yom Kenegin Yom, Yikol Chayov Eit Tvilois. Once we gave the generic case of our Mishnah, Loi Toivlin, that Luchair applies to all those that need a Tvila that are supposed to Toivl during the day. So Shemeres Yom Kenegin Yom is in that category. Why do we single her out and give her special treatment? I would have thought to have a kiriya rishoyne shel zav, v'riya rishoyne shel zav is kishla bal keri. After all, we're talking about a zav, a zavah who had a riya, but there is a parallel of a zav that has a riya, and I would think that therefore she should be in the same category of zav. What does that mean? The same category of zav, because zav is in the same category of a bal keri. What do we mean? Kirchsim, it says in the pasuk, Zoyis Teres Azov, Vashe Teitze Mimenu Shichvas Zora. So the Zav and the Balkeri, Teitze Mimenu Shichvas Zora, are in the same category. Legabi what? The Ma Balkeri Toivel Biyoim, just like a regular Balkeri that sees Keri, Toivels in the day. Okay. Hainami, this one too. Who's this one? That's the Zav. Also, it litvel biyoyme, also toivels on its day. What do you mean it toivels on its day? A zav sees a re'iyah. By zav, there is no din of shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim, or shoyimer yoyim keneged yoyim. A zav sees re'iyah, that's not blood. That is an emission, which is similar to, but different than, balkeri. Gemara says one is like a botzik of a chita, one is a botzik of a sa'ira, or one of them is like the white of an egg. It's a slightly different texture and a different shade of white from keri. But if a person has such an emission of ziva, a man having an emission of ziva, if he only sees once, what's his din? He's like a balkeri. He goes to the mikveh. He went on that same day. He saw keri, for instance, he saw at night, which is what is usually common. He wakes up in the morning, I'm a balkeri. Toivel's in the morning. He has his full degree of tahara that night. It'll be a tvul yoim during the day, and at night he'll be tor. Aha. Okay, so now the Gemara says, just like a zav toivel's on his first day, he doesn't wait till the next day. Zav, I would think, also should have the same din of toiveling the same day. However, but she cannot, if she saw, you have two individuals, husband and wife, so to speak. You have the husband that saw Gary at night or in the morning, he can go and toivel that day. She sees Ziva in the morning, she cannot toivel that day. She has to be Shemeres Yom Kenegin Yom. She's got to wait for the next day. The Zava, unlike the Zav, cannot toivel the same day of seeing the Re'iyah. Why not Afshiyo? Just simply said in the pasuk, Kol Yemei Zoiva Kimishkin Nedosa Yiyah. Ranked Rashi from Masechtas Nida that the extra words Yiyah comes to tell you that you have a continued Havaya of Ziva into the next day. It's not just today. Yiyah, tomorrow too. And therefore tomorrow she has to do a Bedika. Like Rashi says, she has to be Soifer Ktsasa Yoim Abisala. She wakes up 6 o'clock in the morning, make a Bedika at 6:30. Now if she sees that she is Tahira, she can go to the Mikvah. If she sees she's Nikia, she can go to the Mikvah. However, she only gets a full Tahara that night. Aha. Okay, so how do I know this? From the Yiyah. Good, so what does the Yiyah tell us? That unlike the Zav, the Toivel, the same day, she has to do Ashtikl Sfira, Nocha Bedika, and she has to wait till the next day. But I might have thought the next day doesn't mean the full-fledged next morning. Maybe the next day means Belayla Mias Levin Mikzah Shimor B'Titbok. Maybe it's enough that night. In other words, we're talking being Machmer more than the Zav. Because the Zav saw Ziva, 10 o'clock in the morning, he could already Toivel at 11 o'clock. And then, if he doesn't see any more Ziva that day, a night is Tor. Kishmak. The Zav said, no, Yiyah. There's got to be a little bit more. A little bit more, we got to go into the next day. Maybe the next day doesn't mean the next morning. Maybe the next day means that night. That after Tzeis HaGechovim that night, 7:30, Tzeis HaGechovim, at that time she should go and do a Bedika. 8 o'clock she sees Baruch Hashem, Noki, no more. Maybe she can go and Toivel already at night. So I might have thought, Kamash Malon, that's what the Mishnah is telling us is, that Shemer is Yoim Keneged Yoim means Taka Yoim. It's got to be daylight hours and not night. Well, because Kiven the Biosphere, since she has to count, not that she has to count Shimon Akiyah, but she has to go and count at least a little bit into the next day, Shemer is Yoim Keneged Yoim, Sphere be a mummy. Counting is always a day counting, never a night counting. How do I know? Says Rashi, because of the psukim by a regular nido, a regular zovah gedoyla, the sofrala shivas yomim, that you have to count days. Svira is totally in days, and therefore the same thing is this. Shaitan not all svira. Svira sa'imra is at night, but svira legabe ziva legabe nida is always days, and therefore she has to wait till the next day. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that she doesn't toivel at night, but she toivels the next day. And we continue on the mission. Kulan she also mishalom ben hashachar b'diavad. If you do it from ben hashachar, kosher your yaitza. And we said already in the Rashi, because min ha-toyer it's really a ben hashachar, we only waited till net to be on the safe side. How do I know Taka Amud Shachar is the beginning of day? So according to this first drasha, although the pashut pshat in the pasuk is Vayikra Lekim Lo'oir, a Kodesh Baruch Hu called to the subject, to the noun, a Kodesh Baruch Hu called Oir, light, he gave it a name, day. However, the way the Gemara is darshaning Lo'oir as if it's a verb. Vayikra Lekim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu called that light which is lighting up. And when does a light start lighting up? From its very beginning. Lameir Uba, the light which is now arriving on the scene, Lu'ar, to that happening, to that occurrence of light beginning to shine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called that Kroyoyim. So I see, when does the first light start being emitted on the horizon? The very, very earliest light starts in Amun HaShachar, Lu'ar Uba, the Meir Uba Kroyoyim. Okay, so that sounds nice, but the problem is, continue on the pasuk. Vayikra lekim l'or yoyim, v'lachoyshech karoloyla. So if you're saying l'or, it doesn't mean the noun, the subject or, but it means that thing that is beginning to enlighten, and in the form of a verb, so now you have to say l'choy the same thing l'gabi choyshech. Elamayat v'lachoyshech karoloyla, l'machshech ubo karoloyla. Are you going to go and say that when choyshech begins to start, it's called Laila. Now when does Choshech begin to start? It doesn't begin to start at Tzeis HaGechavim, already at Shkia time. That's when you look outside. Oh, I see it's Taka, the sun is starting to go down. That's the Lashon Shkia. The sun is beginning to set. Ah, so that's the Machshech Uba. Are you going to go and tell me that that's when is the end of the day? Just like the beginning of the day is Amud HaShachar, the end of the day is Shkia, Avad and Isht. Everybody knows that the bookends of a day start from Amud HaShachar or Netz, Midrabanan, like Rashi said, like the Mishnah said, and it ends at Tzeis HaChavim. So you cannot say Lo'or means Meiruba, because then Choyshu will mean Mach Shechuba. So Ibazoi Shtim Technish.
Why would say that the end is Tzitz B'chavim? In the beginning, we say that the reason we say Nates is because that way you know for sure when you see the sun, as opposed to 5 minutes before, you know.
The Kaimelan of the Gemara is that we know that Minatoyra it's Tzitz B'chavim. It's not that Midraban. The Gemara knew B'Kabbalah that the day begins at Amud HaShachar and it ends at Tzitz B'chavim Minatoyra. So if it ends Minatoyra, how do you darshan that from this pasuk? L'choyshech Masha Machshechuba. Earlier on than Tzeis HaChavim. What earlier on means whether it's 18 minutes or whether it's 72 minutes, whether it's 90 minutes, but it's certainly earlier than Tzeis HaChavim.
But you might think that the same svar would apply, that the bookend should be Nates, because you know for sure the sun came up,
mm-hmm.
and Shkia, because you know for sure the sun went down.
No, I understand what you're saying is perhaps make a parallel. The maybe minat Torah b'emes and the Torah the day ends at Shkia, but since Shkia it's not so clear when Shkia is, let's wait until Tzeis HaChavim. Then we know for sure it's night. Just like in the morning, it really starts from Amud HaShachar, but I'm not sure when Amud HaShachar is. I'm not sure; it's kind of still hazy. Wait for Netzach HaMa, then I know for sure that it's light. So you're saying maybe that's when the day ends at Shkia, but since I'm not sure when Shkia is, I don't have my calendar with 85 Zmanim. So therefore, wait till Tzeis, and I know for sure. It's a nice svarah, but the Gemara is saying is v'kaimulan. Kaimulan means that we have a Kabbalah that min atoira the day ends at Tzeis HaChavim. So that being the case, Freit of the Gemara, you cannot say lemach shechubo karalaylo kaimelan dat tizicham lavlaylo until tizicham is nishkanach zero, not minatayin, not midraban, it's nothing. So that being the case, Freit of the Gemara, I see that first part of the pasuk leor yoim lechayre umeir uba lechayre that drasha doesn't shtim, doesn't work. Elam Rav Zeir Meyalcha, oh, I have a beferish pasuk that says in Nechemia, this is talking about the binyan of the Bayis Hasheni. V'nachnu oisim, yeah, the Gemara is brought elsewhere too. V'nachnu oisim ha-malacha, v'chetziam, not chitzim, chetziam machzikim b'ramachim, ma'lois ha-shachar, ah, tzeis ha-chom. It's telling us that just like today, we have problems from our enemies. In the good old days, we also had problems. Life was never a picnic. There were always times throughout our history that things were difficult. So even though they're building the Beis HaMikdash, the glorious Beis HaMikdash, people are working, and after Oysim Molacha, we're building it, the Chetziam, half of the people are not working, Machzik Mermachem, they're holding on to their spears, because they are the security guards, not to allow the Goyim to shter in the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. When did this all take place? Ma'elois HaShachar v'Amud HaShachar, Ad Tzeisach HaChavim. And no, not only that, va'oyme, but I have another pasuk. The other pasuk is not va'hoyop, it's va'hoyu. And the lashon of pasuk is va'hoyu lanu halayla mishmar va'hayoyim melacha. Va'hoyu lanu halayla mishmar means at night we also had to have security guards, people that will be shomrim to make sure that the goyim don't attack and cause tzaras at night. Va'hayoyim during the day was melacha. So now, as a combination of these two psukim, I see that the day is measured from Amud HaShachar to Tzeis HaChacham. What do I have to have the second pasuk for? The first pasuk already says Amud HaShachar to Tzeis HaChacham. So Timur, v'chitei ma misha'ola Amud HaShachar lav yimama. Umachiar v'shimsha laila v'inu mikadmi umachashki. All the first pasuk says is that when we were building the Beis HaMikdash, we started the Malacha in the morning at Alois HaShachar, and we finished Tzeis HaChacham. But that doesn't tell us that that's the definition of the word day. Maybe we got up early. In other words, maybe perhaps the day only starts the Marshal at Netzach HaMa, and we started already at 5 o'clock in the morning. We wanted to beat the traffic. We wanted to beat Zerizim Akdim Mitzvahs. And therefore, maybe we started early. They know Mikadmi. Or perhaps, like Rabbi Bloom was saying before, maybe the night the day ends the Marshal at Shkia time, but we wanted to go and finish the Beis HaMikdash more quickly. We don't want it to take so long, so therefore we worked overtime until Tzeizik Chavim. I don't know if they got paid time and a half, but the point is that we worked longer and longer. So you have no raya that the book ends of a day start Alois HaShachar till Tzeizik Chavim. That was the work ethic of these particular individuals, that they started earlier, they started later. You have no raya. So Toshima, that's why I have a second pasuk. Vayilana alayla mishma v'hayoyim melacha. And what did the first pasuk say? Vanachnu oisim b'melacha. Oh, so I see that the melacha was not done at night. Night was mishmar. Mishmar olson, you know, in yeshivas means that they were learning mishmar matkalehent. And during the day, they were doing melacha. So what's the definition of day? Oh, that the previous pasuk said. The definition of day is alois hashachar ad tzeitzak hacham. So therefore you see clearly that that was the Kabbalah, that was the drasha, that the bookends are alois hashachar till tzeitzak hacham. Why not mishmar say netzachama? Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, because we're not sure. But the reason why it says is because that's stuck when the day ends, not that the day ends earlier.
We don't always pass like that. Like Shabbos, we start early.
Shabbos we start early is because on Tzveik of the Yoyma. We don't know. That's something Tzveik of the Yoyma. It's Tzveik of the Zman. Since we don't know for sure, after I don't have to tell you, when it comes to Tzeitzik Chavim, you have 12 different Zmanim. The best array is when Shabbos is starting to come to an end. Sorry, the Zman. Which Zman? The 40 minutes Zman, the 35 minutes Zman, the 45 minutes Zman, the Rabbeinu, the Mishabur Zman, the Vilna Goyen Zman, the Nadiyim, the Goyenim, the Oyu Zman. What's up there?
It is then of Moisif and also by Shabbos.
Shabbos also then of Tzeitzik Shabbos, both in the front and in the back. That's a separate. But there is no concrete number of minutes. We're moisiv, but it doesn't say it has to be 3 minutes, 5 minutes, half an hour, whatever. We're talking moisiv. Yeah, 1 second. Anyway, so bottom line is, even today, you hear people that they daven early, they daven late, blah, blah, blah. Those that are davening the moshul 18 minutes after Shkia, according to the goyim, that's already Tzeitzik Chavim. We, however, or after three, the question is, when do the three stars come out? So now you're going to say, I went outside and didn't see any three stars. If you go to Yerushalayim LeMoshul, after 15-20 minutes, you already see three stars very, very clearly. And that's why they and Yerushalayim, even the Greis Chassidim, all daven very, very early. Nobody davens Rabbeinu Tam's Man Mincha, unless they're doing a second Shemon Esrei because they forgot to daven Mincha before. Because by 72 minutes, you don't see three stars, you see 1,000 stars. So the point is, depending on the latitude and the longitude, wherever you're located, could be differences. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's throughout the world, but some people say, no, it depends where you live. Anyway, that's of course a very complicated halacha. That's halacha lamaisa, when the day ends, it doesn't. But the halacha is Tzeitzik Chavim. Tzeitzik Chavim, whatever that shear is, that's a Tzeitzik Chavim. Good, yeah.
I just want to say, according to the Shittas Arbayim, it has to do with where you are. It's not 18 minutes.
Okay.
It's 18 minutes in Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim, okay.
But not here.
Good. That's why over here we wait until 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Well, like to the Agudas Arbayim's mom, mm-hmm. It's never 18 minutes.
Okay, good.
It's at least 40 minutes.
Fine. Maskim, ich bin zufrieden. Zayigit. Anyway, so we go on to the next mission. The mission is weiter. Yes. Well, Menashe, the question. I'm sorry, Menashe.
I had this conversation with Rav Warnick when I came here first. I asked him about why they do such a late Mincha.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened up this page and he continued to your question. He said back in his grandfather's day, back in Europe 100 years ago, mm-hmm. they used to start Shabbat only at Zeta Kuchavim.
Mm-hmm.
Based on this, but he said because of the way things are now, they don't want people to see, hey, it's Mechol Shabbat, he's not, so they start earlier. This is what he told me.
You're touching on a very, very touchy subject. And we could talk about this for more than the time between Shkia to Tzeitzik Chavim, but just be kitzur without going through all the ramifications. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the major building blocks of halacha today are the Marana Machaber for the Sfardim and the Ramah for the Ashkenazim. I don't have to tell you that there are many, many differences both in halacha and in practices between the two. This is one of those unique situations where both the Moran HaMechaber and the Ramah both paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that night only begins at Tzeitzik HaChavim, and not like the Shittas HaGoyinim, and not like the Vilna Goyin, and not like the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, lichatchila, not b'nieved, lichatchila, according to Mechaber and the Ramah, you're allowed to daven mincha starting up to 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. So if you see on your calendar today 8:15 is Shkia, or whenever it happens to be, and you see people davening 8:30 or 8:45, they are not davening late, they are davening early, because they would be entitled to daven up to 9:13 and a half. almost a full hour. The reason why Shkia has become so quote unquote popular is because in the Mishnah Berurah, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha said that after going through all the Gaonim and all the Rishayim and all the Acharonim, he concluded that the majority opinion is with the Gaonim, and therefore one should be makbid to daven mincha before Shkia. And because the great Chofetz Chaim lived in Litta, all the Lithuanian yeshivas adopted that. Here in America, before the major wave of refugees came during and post Second World War, most of the people here came from the Litta, Ruslan, and those places, and therefore here in America they also accepted this Shkia. The Satmarov came here to America, and then he had a whole discussion with the Bianca Kamenetsky and with others. We should be Kaveya Newsmanim for America, that everybody should learn to do the same thing. And therefore, B'derech Klal, the Yeshiva Welt has accepted the Shkia, as that's the cutoff time for purposes of davening in Mincha. And even among the Litvakas, they're also most places in Makbet till Tzeis Chum Rabbein Atam for Matzah Shabbos. Not for the Rabbanans, but for the Arises for Matzah Shabbos. As far as davening after Shkia, most shuls continue doing what they did in the Haim. So for instance, in places, if this shul would be back in Europe, they would daven approximately 20 minutes or half an hour after Shkia, not beyond that. That would, you know, kind of a compromise, not the full 50 and a half minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. In Breuer's in Washington Heights. Washington Heights are very known as being very, very meticulous and very precise, etc. You know, they say about them that on December 5th, when the people come home at night, the wives ask their husbands, how come you're home so late? What's going on? What's so late tonight? Said, you didn't hear? No. Tonight we started saying, Masha Baruch HaMoir HaGoshem. That's why we're so late. So, I'm sorry? I'm sorry. Instead of saying, Mashkoich. Said, you see, when you make a joke, you think, anyway, so the same Talmud of Racha, because that, we're all late. Anyway, that just shows you their precision. So they daven precisely mincha, 15 minutes after Shkia. Every day. So well, how could it be? That's the minig from the height. That was the minig was. So the minig of this shul was also 20 minutes, half an hour, also based on early minhag. But nothing wrong, and you should be very happy that we daven early. We're not waiting until 58 and a half minutes. If you go to Wilhelmsburg and Buru Park, you have many shuls that daven up to an hour. In fact, the big signs, don't start mincha after 1 hour after Shkia until then. Anyway, beginning now back to our Mishnah, Zok the Mishnah. Now that we've defined the bookends of what a day is, we're now going to list in our Mishnah numerous mitzvahs which are day mitzvahs, and a couple of mitzvahs which are night mitzvahs. So which are the day mitzvahs? All of them are quite well known to us. Kol ha-yoyim, kosher l'kriyas ha-megillah, says Rashi, even though avada zrizim makdimah l'mitzvahs, v'yashkim avrom b'boiker, however, if you're delayed, you can go and lay in the Megillah the whole day. You can lay in the Megillah during Yesudas Purim at the 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Avada l'chadchila lane in the morning, zrizim makdimah, but the whole day you can go and lay in the Megillah. Same thing at Kriyas HaHal. Those days you have to lay in Hal, you can lay in it the whole day. Ulatkiya Shoifa, you can blow Shoifa again to Tog on Rosh Hashanah. Ulatilis Lulav, if you didn't have a Lulav in the morning, you can go and shock a Lulav in the afternoon. Ulatfilas HaMusaf, you can go and daven Musaf, although it says a whole day. In the Sechtes Brachas Hashanah Gansa Machloikis at Shoah Shviyas, when it's your view time. Okay, Mirch, when we get back to Brachas, we'll learn more about that. Ula Musafim. Musafim means the actual carbon Musaf which is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Ula Vidi Aparim. Now this Vidi Aparim explains Rashi means that when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there was a rear par called a par Helam Dovashal Tzibur, or par Habo Al Kol HaMitzvahs, as well as a par Koine Mashiach. What were these parim? When a person did a chait which involved an aveira which was so chomor that had you did it b'mezid chas v'shalom, that person would get kareis. If the person did it b'shogeg, he would bring a korban chatas. If it's a yachid bringing a korban chatas and a regular commoner, a regular person, that person would go and bring a kizbo or a seira for his korban chatas. However, if it was an aveira that roiv or gantz kohol was oiver based on a faulty psak of the Bezin HaGadol Yerushalayim, and we've given this example a number of times, that if, for instance, the Bezin HaGadol Paskin, that you're allowed to go and break open on Shabbos these metal openers to the top of a soda bottle, and let's assume that that was, I'm not, but let's assume that that was a faulty psak, and then afterwards the Bezin said, you know what, we made a big boo-boo, we told everybody you're allowed to go and open those openers. You're really making a, you're being kareya on Shabbos, and it's on the dotted line. Exactly, making a kli. And unfortunately, took a statistic in a Gallup poll, and they found that Roiv Kol that Shabbos went and bought those bottles and broke them open on Shabbos. Everybody now chay v'karm chatos. So you have to have a million people standing in line bringing a kizba seira. Taloch is no, that you only have to bring one par on Gans Klal Yisrael. That's the Helam Dovah Shul Tzibur, based on the full deep sack of the Bez Nagon. You have a parallel case of the Koyin Mashiach, which basically means the Koyin Gadol. We had before in the Mishnah, Ein Bein Koyin Mashiach to the Meruba Begodim, right? We had about that. Anyway, so what's it in by a Koyin Gadol? What happens if he paskin for himself that I'm not allowed, that I'm allowed to open up that the bottle cap, and then afterwards he himself says, oh yeah, yeah, I made up big mistake, and he talked on Shabbos, he opened it up, so he too has to bring not a regular kizbis either, he has to go and bring a pack. When they're bringing those parim, there's a mitzvah of vidui, the hisvada al chatas, they have to go and be misvada on that chatas and say, I'm sorry, kodesh baruch hu, ashanu begadu, as a din of vidui. So when does that vidui have to take place? So the mishnah has to take place during the day. Ula vidui maise. Now the word vidui maise, the word vidui is a little bit, it's different. It's not a confession as much as it's really a proclamation or a declaration. And you say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, piyarti HaKodesh Menabayis, the Gam Desatav Lelevi, etc. What does all that mean? I'm sorry?
We'll have it in a few weeks.
Yes, what is all of this? What's the din of the vidui maise? That means, when I'm a regular farmer. Farmer has every single year, Baruch Hashem, a nice crop, and he has trumas and maises galore. If the Kohanim and Leviim happen to be there, he gives out the Trumas and the Mises. What happens if he lives in a shtetl where there are no Kohanim or no Leviim? Or he doesn't particularly like those Kohanim Leviim. They're kind of grouchy type of people, and he's not so happy with them. So he wants to give to a different Kohen or different Levi. He can give to any Kohen or Levi he wants. He doesn't have to give a dafka to this Kohen or to this Levi. He can give to anybody. How long can you hold on to these Trumas and Mises? Until the Zman of Bir Mises. When is the Zman Bir Mises? In the fourth year of the Shemitah, and in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, Pesach time. Pesach time in the fourth year and the seventh year, by that time, you have to have distributed all of your Trumas and Mises, and at that point, you make the statement, I gave out all the Trumas, all the Mises to everybody that was deserving to get it. This proclamation, this declaration has to be made during the day. Vidui Yom Kippurim. Vidui Yom Kippurim is talking about the vidui that the Kohen Gadol says on the par and the soir which are brought on Yom Kippur. And now, l'smicha, l'shchita, l'tnufa, l'hagosha, l'kmitza, l'haktara, l'mlika, l'akola, l'kabalu, l'hazoya. No, l'hazoya was stopped. All of those are talking about things which are done in the Beis Hamikdash, all different types of avoidance. Smicha is that you do the smicha on your carbon, the balam have to do a smicha, l'shchita that you shechted, l'tnufa, certain karbonis you have to do, you have to be mainif, like the tnufa, sa'oimer, l'mashal, l'hagosha means by a kar mincha that you have to bring it to the Mizbeach and touch the corner of the Mizbeach. The Kemitza that you take the three fingers and you take a Kemitza you put on the Mizbeach. Ulaktor that you have to be makter on the Mizbeach. Lemlik is by Malika Sa'oif. The Kabbalah is referring to Kabbalah's Hadam. Lazoya means to go and spritz. Now we're not talking about the Hazoya of a Tomei and a Tor from the Paraduma water. Here we're talking about the Hazoya of an Oif, the Oilis Oif or the Chatzis Oif that you give a Kvetch. It was up there.
It doesn't mention Zrika.
The Zrika is included in the Hazoya. Hazoya is a form of Zrika, so it's included in that. If you look at Rashi right before the Gemara, Hazoya is Zrika Sadam, Hazoya is Parma Nisrafim, Vachatoya is Apnimiyos, she's Zrika Shalahem. That's called their Zrika. So Hazoya is a broader term for our purposes here. Ulashko is Soita, a Soita that you have to go and give her Nebuch to drink the Maimar. Ularifas Egla, if you have it, an Egla Rufa. Ulataharis a Metzoira, that's the Metzoira on his eighth day, he has to go and bring his Karbonois. Kol, and none of the Karbonois, before that he has to go and bring the two Oifis, and he has to go and the birds he has to go and put in the Maim Chaim, mit the Ezoiv, and the Shni Talas, the Ezoiv, the Gansa Maisa. Okay, all of these are day mitzis and Kola Yoim Kosh. Now, Kol HaLaila Kosher, the Laila is Kosher, like Tziris Oimer. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they used to go and cut the Oimer on Matzah Yontif Harishoin of Pesach, and then they would be busy the whole night with, after cutting it, that they had to go and Tzimulim, they had to go and grind it up to have nice flour. so that they'd be able to bring the Korban Oimer on the first day of Chol HaMoed. So that tzira took place at night. Every day of the year, if you had too many kabbanis during the day, Baruch Hashem, not too many, he had many kabbanis during the day, so that the Kahanim were not finished in being makter the chalav and the aymerin on the mizbech, or the avorim by a carbon oila, they didn't have to squeeze it in and push with, it's almost shkia time, we have to put it on the mizbech. You had the whole night, call a layla kosher for hek the chalav mevorim. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the Zeh Klal? Didn't we already enumerate every case? What is the Klal coming to be? Marba, we'll see in the Gemara. Shokti Mar. Minolon, how do we know by all of the cases in our Mishnah that these are day mitzvahs? The Gemara doesn't really bring a raya that it's kosher kol hayoyim. The Gemara just bring raya that these are day mitzvahs. How do I know they're all day mitzvahs? We know the Yom HaKrasim. The first one was Kriyas HaMegillah, Vayyam HaMoylin, Eskar HaMenasim. It's a day mitzvah. L'Kriyas HaHalah, I don't know it's a day mitzvah. The Chsid, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavoyoy, Mahul Shem Hashem. Now this is your Shtikl Mashma Kalayayim, because Mimizrach Shemesh means that the sun rises in the east, and Mavoy it sets in the west, and that's when we say the Hal, because Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavoy is in the first capital there in Halal, so you could say the Gan Tzitzog from Mizrach to Marv. Reb Yoisi on the side, it says Reb Yosef Oimer, it says Vaita in Hal towards the end, Zeh Yoim Mos Hashem Negilim Nesbechabai, Zeh Yoim Mos Hashem Negilim Onu Hashem Oishina, Zeh Hayoim Agam Tzitog, Kodesh Baruch Hu says you can go and say Hal. Onu Tzitzit Lul Dechsev Lekachtem Bayoim Lechem Bayoim Arishat Vekir Shoyim Dechsev Yoim Troye Lechem Onu Musav Dechsev Dvar Yoim Biyoim. Aye, that's the Gabi, the Karim Musaf. What about Tfilas and Musaf? Tfilas and Musaf, and Musaf and Shabi Rabbanan. The Rabbanan went and made the Musaf to parallel to be similar to the Karim Musaf. Ula Vidui Parim, the Yalef Kapora, Kapora Miyom Kippurim. Remember, the Vidui Parim that we're talking about is the Vidui on the Par Helem Dovash El Tziba, or the Par Koine Mashiach, that I learned from Yom Kippur. This sign, Yigabi Yom Kippurim, by Yom Kippur, says, V'chipur Badu Uva Ad Beisoy. And that's Bechaporis Dvorim Hakosim Medaber. That's not talking about V'chipur by the Zurika Saddam. It's talking about the Kaporis Dvorim, which means the Vidui. Now, how do I know? Maybe that is Taka talking about V'chipur Badu Ad Beisoy, that you go and do the spritzing of the dam, and that's the Kapor. So Rashi says, Dos Konoch Nizayim, because afterwards I have another Pasik, which talks about the kaparis damim, and therefore this kapar is talking about even before the shechita, and this v'chipur badu must be talking about kaparis dvarim. You look in Rashi, Rashi explores the different psukim. If a kapar be a mamu, they said, how do I know kapar is be a mamu? It says, v'yayim azeh yechaper aleichem. So, legabe the din of the kapara of vidui on Yom Kippur, it says, v'yayim hazeh, it's a din of yoyim, and I'm learning out the din of kapara from a regular karmchat, not a regular karmchat, a karmchatas of par helm dov shetzibor, and the par kone mishiech, there also it says in the pasuk, v'chiper olav hakoyin, use the expression of kapara, 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 it's a day, it's a day mitzvah, not a night mitzvah, and all day mitzvahs are kosher kalayim. The next pasuk says, etc. So, although it doesn't say by the vidui meiser itself the word hayoyim, from the smichas apsukim, since the next pasuk says, hayoyim hazeh, so I learn hayoyim, hayoyim, it's got it any time during the day. L'smicha u'l'shchita, t'chsib v'somach v'shochat. By smicha it doesn't say. By shchita u'ksibba v'shchita, b'yoyim zivchachem yiyochem mimachros, etc. Oh, b'yoyim zivchachem. The word zevach in the Torah means shchita. Zvicha means shchita. And therefore, since it's v'somach v'shochat, again I have a hekish, a smichus, just like shchita is b'yoyim, smicha is also b'yoyim. U'l'tenuv t'chsib b'yoyim hanifchem, esu oyim, b'yoyim hanifchem, is b'yoyim agantzitok. Ula Hagosha Dechsev Letnufa. I'm sorry, Ula Hagosha De Iskish Letnufa. Because there's a Hekish. What's the Hekish? Dechsev Alokach Hakoyim Miyara Isha Eis Min Chasak Nois V'Heinev and V'Hikrev. So V'Heinev is a Loshen of Tnufa, and we already know Tnufa B'Yoyim Hanifchev Masayimer. And this Hikrev, we could say that Hikrev means to be Makrev on the Mizbeach, but Rashi said no, the Hikrev that we're talking about over here means to bring close, the word hikrev, to go and bring from the Lashon Karev, bring it closer to what? To the Mizbeach. It says in the Rashi, says, how do I know? Because otherwise the Psukim Shimonish, and therefore means bring it to the Mizbeach. What the Mizbeach? So to Rashi, Bekeren Marov is Droimis from Mizbeach, Keneged Chudish Karen. He puts it, he brings it close to that Karen, and after that he does the Kibitzah. Right? Anyway, Behain of Hikrev, just like Tanuf is Bayoim, Hikrev is also Bayoim. So what's the Rai from this? Rashi has two pshatim, but the Rashi says in the second pshat is b'yom tzavoyse, all of these are tzorchei karban, and we know the karbanis have to be brought during the day. We had b'yom tzavchachem, so a karban has to be brought during the day. B'yom tzavoyse v'nei Yisrael l'hakrev es karbanayim. The pasuk continues on. The Gemara leaves out like ikachusim nasefer, because the pasuk says that should see Hashem as voice by Sinai beyond the voice of Israel lahakav is karbanayim laHashem mid by Sinai. So the hakrova is beyond what's called hakrova. Each one of these is an essential part of the hakrova. The malika, the kmitza, haktora, azoya, all part of the hakrova. That's talking about the soit of Osel HaKoyin. So what's the right from that pasuk? Says the Gemara on top, my mishpat b'yoyim, just like mishpat is during the day. How do I know mishpat during the day? So Rashi, I learned from Hilchas Nachlois, b'yoyim hanchiloi ez bonov, shet b'yoyim, that's a mishpat. Here too, al pi ha-toyra shiruch av'yala mishpat. So toyra comes to tell you there, also toyra soit has got to be Egla, with your kind permission, we'll finish till the end of the parak, because it's all really psukim. It's all pretty straightforward.
When you say man mishpat b'yoyin,
yeah.
So
did Torahs have to be held during the day?
So didn't Torah.
Wait
a second. But don't you have dini mamnes? You could have at night.
Or you could be. I think you could finish it off at night, but you have to start during the day. You start off during the day, you finish at night. Anyway, when you have a din Torah, you go ask a bezin, you ask a ruv, he'll tell you.
Give me a shalom.
Okay, but for our purposes, mishvah is beyayim. Yeah. Details. You ask the rabban. We look in chashim mishvah. On the reef is the egla. What's the din reef is the egla? Also during the day, amidah Rabbi Yame, because it says kapara ksiv ba kirkudishim. Where does it say in the pasuk? Kapeli amchi yisrael hashem b'dis hashem al titin dom noki b'kev amchi yisrael b'di kapel amadam shteit achalosh in the kapara by Rivas Egla, and we had kapara before by the kabanas b'chip abad by beisai b'yoyim zei chapra lechem. So you learn the din of kapara has got to be during the day. Vayitu Taras Metzayra, this Taras Metzayra is talking about the Chsiv Zoistia Taras Metzayra B'yom Tarasai V'huva El HaKoyin, and what is he supposed to go and do? That's the beginning of his whole process of purification. First he brings the two Oifalach together with the Eitzeres V'Eidushni Talas, and then he has to wait another 7 days, another Tiglachas, and he has to bring the other Kabbanis. So it says B'yom Tarasai. B'yom's got to be during the day. Until now we spoke about day mitzvah. Now let's talk about night mitzvah. Like it says in the Braisa, that Ktsira Svira is at night. We do Svira's Oimer at night. And you bring the carbon Oimer during the day. Now, the Gemara Lamaisa didn't bring a Pasuk. All the Gemara is now just saying, just like we said somewhere else. How do we know Ktsira's Oimer is at night? Because somewhere else we said Ktsira's Oimer is at night. That doesn't really help us very much. So Rashi tells us, don't be upset. Apparently, Ravashi knew that we'd already be at the end of the daf, and it's already late. And they said, "Ayin menach mitchum, we get there. You'll see the psukim over there. You'll be satisfied. Ktsiras Oimer is at night. Hekta chalavim beivorim is also at night. Tchsiv kol alayla ad aboiker. Now that's a very common pasuk that we learn. So he says, "Oila hiyo, oila moitam esveach kol alayla ad aboiker, veishem esveach tukad bay." So what is it? Kol alayla ad aboiker. To tell you that the oil is al moita kol alayla, so you can even put it on night on the mizbeach. What did we leave out? The Gemara talks about bezichen, and really we're talking about the sidur of the lechem upon him on the shulchan. Because by the lechem upon him on the shulchan, it says, "V'nasata al shulchan lechem upon him lefonai tamid." The question is, how do you define the word tamid? So the Rabbanan hold that it's got to be the 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that on Shabbos when you remove the old lechem upon him, you have to immediately put on the new lechem upon him, and so therefore you have in a sense one tray pushing out the old trays. In other words, those forms which were on the shulchan, which held in them the lechem upon him, you push them aside by putting the new lechem upon him on. So it happens
like the bread itself has to be one.
Exactly. So they said one lechem pushes the other lechem.
Guys stood on one side taking
out. When did the mishmar switch?
Fine. So then you have a bunch of kahanim, some sitting on one side, some on the other. Right? And these are the kahanim that are pushing. Of course, they're doing it very, very idle, because all kahanim are idle, mentioned. And they're pushing it now nicely and softly and slowly. And the other kahanim on the other side, they are receiving it and taking it off. So therefore, you don't even have a split second without the lechem.
Was it talking there to the transition of mishmaros that did it? They were both involved?
The mishmaros taka transitioned during the day on Shabbos. Whether Dafka these were pushing it, basically Shemetchim, we get to Mesechta Menachas, we learn all the halachas. But remember, the new Mishmar, they got a larger, they got seven, and the other ones got five. But they have to be Dafka, the old, the new one, not clear. But anyway, back to our Gemara. What the Gemara is telling you is, that's according to Rabban. Our Mishnah is holding according to Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi holds that Tomid just means that every night you should have bitmidius, that there should be lechem on the table. During the day, it doesn't have to be there the entire day, just as long as a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening before night, that's enough. And really it's the same machloikis that you have lehavdil in between the word constantly and or continually or continuously. What's the difference between continually and continuously? You have to ask Simi as the Chagrei, it's an English major, but from my understanding, continuously means it's got to be taka 24 hours continuous on a continuous basis. Well, continually means it's got to be on an ongoing, frequent basis, but it doesn't have to be 24 hours a day.
Oilus
Tomet. Oilus Tomet. So Oilus Tomet, as Zukta good. Pincha says, you don't have an Oilus Tomet in the day 24 hours, you bring it twice during the day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So you bring it on a continual basis, but not on a continuous basis. Anyway, so that's the chayyim of machloek between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi. So Nochem was there. Klal l'suya mal l'suya sira bezicha l'sira bezichen. Bezicha means the bezicha levoina, which you had to first be makter to be machshir the lechem. Look, Rabbi Yosi decided. Rabbi Yosi, I'm sira kesa yishana shachus. What happens if you took off the bezicha levoina as well as the old lechem upon him in the morning? V'sira zechadosh arvez, and you put back the new lechem upon him in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon before shkia, before mincha. Ain't bekachlov. No problem. It's fine. It's very good. That means at night the shulchan should not be without bread, but during the day it doesn't have to be there the entire time, as long as abyssal and the free abyssal and the chmitzig is sufficient. So therefore that's what Amish is telling you, that means the sidur of the new lechem upon him on the shulchan, that it doesn't have to be instantaneously together with the removal, it can even be later in the day called hayat. That you can eat the Korban Pesach a ganze Nacht. When did Kadosh Baruch Hu go and kill the Bechorim Mitzrayim? Chatzos. Therefore, you have to eat the Korban Pesach to Chatzos, and that's why we have the meeting that we try to be makbid if we can to go and eat the Apikoyim before.
But
a bikini
certainly doesn't hold like that.
It doesn't hold like that.
Yeah, that's the whole night was the
right.
Gula was the mama.
Right.
So the whole night is for Kodesh. So but maybe in the Rabbanan he's maybe.
Good. I mean, the Rabbanan, you have the first Mishnah in Masechta Brachos that tell us that the Chum mid Harchoka that should always do until Chatzos.
You say it's mid Raisa. Chatzos is mid Raisa.
No. That's the Blaz Ben Azari. That's the Machlokes. The Blaz Ben Azari Takol, you can only eat until Chatzos. However, Deloy, our Mishnah is coming Lafuke that mid Raisa we hold that you can eat the entire night, and that's why it's Kosher Kol Halayla Hadna Lachakayim. Mechon tomorrow, Mechon Rapinchas before the end of the year. Rabbanan, you mean a Kasha? You mean Rotsa? Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakas is Yisrael. Lafichachem.